going to have a sermon sharing the gospel with us.
Today is Mother's Day, and it's one of the most important holidays in America. The retailers across America, they take advantage of this day and sell their products. If you've been watching TV the last few weeks, they have lots of advertisements for Mother's Day sales ads everywhere. And usually the husbands and children are in their best behavior right now, right? They're very nice to the mothers and to their wives. And usually the husbands and children, they prepare something for the moms. And it's a good opportunity for make up for being a not so good husband and not so good children. Okay, and they also express their appreciation by buying flowers, preparing home cooked meals, writing a nice comment on the cards, and maybe even getting a meaningful gift for their mothers. Somebody got a diamond? You got a diamond? Good. very good. And what is the origin of Mother's Day? Well, in this country, it started in 1908. Okay, a woman by the name of Anna Jarvis recommended the observance of an annual day that honors mothers. She loved her mother dearly, and on her funeral day, she gave out white carnation to all the guests. This act somehow caught the attention of the public and gained popularity in many metropolitan cities across the U.S. Then on May 9th, in 1914, Congress passed this act to set the second day, Sunday of May, as Mother's Day. President Woodrow Wilson announced it over the radio, and in his speech, he said, "Mother's Day is a public expression of our love and reverence for the mothers of our country." And since then, wearing white carnation has been a symbol of remembering the deceased mothers, and wearing red carnation is to honor the living mothers. What do you think about when you think of your mothers? We can all agree that the mother's act of love for children are intuitive. It comes naturally. They instinctively nurture their young at the cost of their own body. They have this special bond with their children. From the moment a baby is born, a mother knows exactly what to do with an infant. Nobody has to train her. There's no book. A baby doesn't come into this world with a book. How to raise me, Mom? Somehow there's a communication. Infants only know how to cry. They sleep, they eat, they go potty. But mothers know just by hearing the cry of an infant whether the baby's hungry, sleepy, sick, or happy. And mothers do this at their own expense. They lose sleep, they endure physical fatigue, and they sacrifice a lot. And it doesn't stop there. They continue to keep their minds and hearts on their children as they grow up. You just can't stop being a mother. That's who you are. Do you remember coming home from school or work and you're just exhausted? And she cooks for you. She does your laundry. She will do anything to help you alleviate your stress. And you'll know in hindsight that what she did behind the scene is helping you deal with the stresses of growing up. And you can expect all this from your mother. Some of our mothers are also spiritual nurturers. I'm sure that your mothers continue to nurture you in her private prayers in ways that you can't see. There's something about mother's prayer that is so different from other kinds of prayer. It's almost like giving birth. They really labor in prayer. Some of you experienced giving birth. Okay, many... all the mothers here, I suppose, you have experienced giving birth. But up to that moment, you carry this baby in the womb and start nurturing them already for 9 months. Some mothers start talking to their babies in their womb, and some even sing, and they rub their belly. And mothers start nurturing not from the day of birth, but from the day of conception. Likewise, in our spiritual lives, mothers play a special role. They start praying for you and guide you spiritually to the point of birth, your spiritual birth. A good Christian mother will not only nurture their children physically, emotionally, but she will also nurture them spiritually. And that's what a God-loving, God-fearing mother does. One of the most famous mothers in church history was Monica. Anybody know who Monica is? She's not a character from Friends. Okay, she's the mother of St. Augustine. Okay, many of Augustine's writings are still very popular today, and his theology is studied in almost all seminaries. His theology was very much as Pauline and later on profoundly effective John Calvin. This one woman's prayer unlocked God's plan for the course of history, Christian history. What you and I believe about the Bible is deeply influenced by St. Augustine. Monica was a devout Christian growing up. Okay, she had a very difficult life, which led her to become addicted to alcohol for a while. Then she met a pagan man. He was not a believer. He was not a Christian. He didn't share in her faith. And her son, he went wayward. He went far from the Lord. Augustine tasted the world. This son of hers, Augustine, he tasted much of the world. He had many women, and he partied a lot. But nothing would satisfy him. To St. Augustine, nothing in this world ever satisfied him. He was much like the prodigal son. Monica persisted in her prayer all her life that her son may come back to the Lord. And the Lord heard her cry for mercy. This is what she said to Augustine as she was dying. My son, the only reason, one reason I wanted to stay longer in this life was my desire to see you become Christian before I die. My God has granted this in a way more than I had hoped. And she got her wishes before she closed her eyes. As he thought about her mother, Augustine wrote these words as a prayer to God. And now, Lord, I make my confession to you in writing. I weep for a fraction of an hour for my mother, who spent all her life weeping for me in prayer, that I might turn away from my sins and become one of your own. Augustine realized what a true mother she was. She was a true Christian mother. And I know that many mothers are in prayer for their own children. And not only you will be blessed in every way, but to truly believe in Jesus Christ. That is the greatest gift. That is the greatest gift that any mother can leave as an inheritance for their children. What do we think about when we think about inheritance? What would we like our children to inherit? Your home? Your car? Do you have a trust fund? What our children need to inherit and receive from you is this Christian faith, our faith in Jesus Christ. Now, here's the big question. How does a nurturing mother point us to Christ? What role does your mother play? Yes, she prays for you and nurtures you, but how can you see God through her? Can you see God through your mother? Well, here are some qualities of mothers that point us towards God. God made man and woman in his own image. And like our mothers, God does not know how to stop nurturing his own children. God fed his people in the wilderness as they wandered for 40 years. He fed them physically and spiritually. Jesus did the same with his disciples. He fed them, nourish them. He fills them. Where do our mothers get their nurturing instinct? Where is that from? From God, their creator. He sustains us every single day. He thinks about us every single day. If God lets go of this universe, we will be just dust particles. Somebody's holding on to you. Your mothers, our mothers are holding on to you in prayers. And God is holding on to this universe, listening to those prayers. What else do you see in your mothers that point you to God? They not only nurture you, they also discipline you. Okay, let me be honest with you with what I see in this modern days. Parents just don't discipline their children enough. This is not God's will. It's not part of God's character. If your mother's disciplined you when you were growing up, thank God for her today. Thank God. I fear that mothers in modern days worship their children. They don't discipline them. Okay? We must raise our children in the fear of the Lord. A loving mother is a disciplining mother. And this is also a godly trait. God disciplined Israel not because he wanted to punish them. God disciplined Israel because he loved them. I hope you can see God just by the simple acts of your mother. I'm not preaching on heavy doctrines today. It's common sense. I just want you to take time and think and look at your mothers with your heart. For some people, we didn't experience the kindness and the warmth of our mothers. Not everybody experienced this. When I was young, I had a lot of bitterness growing up. And when I counsel young children, they had a lot of bitterness. They have a lot of bitterness towards their mothers, generally to their parents. But I realized that the bitterness that I carried only blinded me from seeing God's character through her. I don't think she was a good mother when I was growing up. But I know that she did much more than what I give her credit for. She was not a mother that I wanted when I was young. I looked at my friends' mothers, and they were very nice. Okay, they spoke softly. They're much nicer to their sons and daughters. My mom was very controlling. I was afraid of her when I was growing up. But I'm glad she was strict with me, because if I had the choice of my own, if I could choose my mom, I would have picked somebody else. But we don't choose our own mothers, do we? We come from them. We can't choose our mothers. I might not even be a Christian today. I might not even be standing up here sharing God's word today. I hated it. I hated it when she made me come to dawn prayer. She would make me come to church 5 in the morning. Saturday mornings. I said, Mom, you're kind of crazy. Okay, she made me come, and she sat right next to me. She beat my bag and prayed for me. And that's what she did. She didn't say the nicest things, but that's the only way she knew how to express her love for me. Much like Monica, her reason for living was to dedicate her life to raising me to be a Christian, to know the Lord. I want you to read over today's scripture when you go home today. The passage is not so much about just a mother. It's about a God-fearing woman. It's unfortunate that many Christians believe, even Christians believe, that women were not as valued in the Old Testament. That's not true. Women were very much valued in the Old Testament. In Jewish culture, they were highly valued. They were equal to their husbands, not like servants. And today's scripture is a proof of that. Women in Israel were much valued. Our mothers point us to God because their natural ability and intuition comes from God, our Creator. Let me finish with this one last story. Recently, I visited Rose Hills, and my mother's buried there. She passed away a couple of years ago, about 2 years ago. And I sat there thinking all the things that my mom did for me. Okay, I kind of just trying to focus on her. What did my mom do for me? Now that I'm a little bit more older and a little bit more mature, I'm just slightly more mature than when I was 18 right now. I saw things that I never saw before. She did things in silence. She did many things in patience. She did things without our knowledge. I know now that she wept in quiet. I know now that she prayed in silence. I know now that she couldn't eat some meals, not because she wasn't hungry, but because she was just too tired. She couldn't lift up her spoon because she was just too tired. Working 14 hours. I never study 14 hours a day. But she was just too tired. I know now that she was waiting for my call. A simple call, just 30 seconds. Every single day when I was just too busy at work. I know now that she wanted to see me more than I wanted to see her. I know now that she planned for my future while I planned for her nursing home and funeral. Who can ever replace my mother? Who can ever replace your mother? No one. Who will remember them like they should be remembered? No one. God remembers you today. All the mothers here sitting, God remembers you. And God remembers your mothers. A few of you are kind of old, and your mothers maybe passed away a long time ago. But can you forget them? Can you forget your mom? Never. You can't forget them. And that is why today we remember them. We remember their silence. We remember their tears. We remember their touch. We remember, although we don't remember, we remember them feeding us. Many of you were breastfed. And although they were hungry, you were fed. And we remember them. We recognize today as Mother's Day. Okay, This is God's plan for us, to remember our mothers and honor them. May the Lord richly bless you. And happy Mother's Day, everyone. Truly, happy Mother's Day. You deserve it. And everybody in English ministry, say, "I love you, Mom," really loud. 1, 2, 3. "I love you, Mom." Our kids are kind of shy. And the more shy ones are sitting in the back. Okay, truly shy ones are way in the back. Okay, but we love you. Right, everybody? Amen. Okay, let's pray once. Heavenly Father, you have given us a gift. When our kids were born, we thanked you for the gift of our children. But we look back and think about our mothers. Truly. Our mothers are a true gift from you. Lord, we learned the character, godly character in them as we were growing up. Father God, would you remember them? And if our mothers are with you today, Lord, would you comfort them? And those mothers that are here today, although nobody else remembers, would you remember them and honor them? And comfort them and embrace them. And as we bow our heads before you, Lord, we remember our mothers, and we want to remember them and just love them and hug them like you want us to. Thank you for this beautiful day, Lord. We remember you and we remember our mothers. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.